Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul, and we're here to talk with Gary Forrester and Larry Botchin about the Valley Performing Arts production of Barry Manilow's The Drunkard. Why Barry Manilow?
Well, Barry Manilow took the original manuscript along with Bro Herod in 1964 and added music. And ran successfully till about 1970, and they did a revision of that, and it ran for another 2 years after that off Broadway. So a lot of fun.
It's a musical.
It is,
obviously Manilow, right? Now he did Copacabana and Mandy. You came and you gave without taking. Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure it's the same Manilow, one, the only Manilow. Now this Drunkard. This is a 19th century melodrama. It's a classic. It's one of these plays that would it's like a saloon-type play, right?
It was something? Actually written as a temperance play in the late 1840s, and it was produced, interestingly enough, by P.T. Barnum. P.T. Barnum picked it up and wanted to produce it, but it was originally produced not as a melodrama, but as a temperance play with a true theme that was popular at the time of a very, very strong anti-drinking sentiment. And so, but of course, throughout the course of the years, what happened to this temperance play was the audiences began to boo the hero and to cheer the villain, and so it turned slowly throughout the course of years into the current melodrama that you see before you.
I'm so old that I can remember the Women's Temperance Union in my little village in Minnesota actually putting out a production of it seriously.
Well, the original show, as it was designed, was a five-act play, I believe. It's been compressed down to a three-act. So there's a lot of scenes and vignettes that are in the original that are not in the musical version, just for sheer time consequences. Mm-hmm. But I actually found the original manuscript online and read through it, and it's... I'm glad we're not doing that one. We'd have to do a lot more line reading, a lot more line memorization than what we're having to do right now. So,
It's a morality tale. It's a harrowing story of somebody who loses everything because of demon rum.
It is the absolutely classic melodrama. It's got the villain who's the bad guy. It's got the good guy who is the quintessential hero who's fallen down but picks himself up and is redeemed in the end. It's got the widow who's got the mortgage, and it's got the heroine who falls in love with the hero. It's a pure ultimate melodrama.
And all set to Barry Manilow's
all
music.
All set to Barry Manilow. And Barry Manilow did the music when he was 21, so he was really just a kid wet behind the ears when he did the music for it. But when you listen to the music and you listen to the songs and the singing, you can absolutely tell it's got Barry Manilow written all over. It's very jazzy, and it's very fun, and it's engaging to sing. So it's not only is it engaging to watch from the audience perspective, but it's fun to perform in as well.
You guys usually have fun out there. I expect to see you all having fun.
I've been associated with theater now since 2006, and if you can't have fun doing it, then you don't need to be on stage doing it, because it's all volunteer, and we just have a lot of fun. And then Larry and I were talking on the way over today. The songs become contagious. You start singing them in your sleep, and you wake up singing them and singing them going down the road and tapping your foot, and it's a lot of good fun.
And who do you play?
I am the drunkard.
You are the drunkard. So you're the guy who falls from grace and then is somehow rejuvenated, restored. The restoration of
saved at the end, yeah.
So it's kind of like one of those old movies like Sunrise where the couple leaves the country, which is bucolic and pastoral, and they go into the evil city. And then she becomes like a prostitute, and you become like a drug addict, or I'm a drunk.
Well, the nice thing about this play is Sweet Mary, who's played by Tammy McKeown, who this is our third show together, that she plays Sweet Mary, and she's true and devoted to the end. She never loses faith that I can be redeemed, and then she gets Larry involved, who is my foster brother William, and they go on the search, and they are going to save me come hell or high water. And it's a show about family values, about dedication, and about redemption, because this show was actually written by a recovered alcoholic. When it opened in Boston, and the gentleman that wrote the play was actually the stage manager for the Boston Theater where it was produced. So he actually had a vested interest in making sure that the message got out. But it's a good show.
Well, and you're also artistic director.
I'm the current artistic director for the Valley Performing Arts, yes.
So you chose this play.
I did. I did. It's an interesting kind of story because what I've wanted to do, even when I was just playing at the theater in terms of being an actor and a director, I wanted to be able to get some melodrama going at Valley Performing Arts. But the current artistic director, my predecessor, didn't believe that melodrama had a place in real theater. But I personally don't care that much about that. All I know is that the Drunkard was fun. It's fun to produce. It's fun to see. And I know it's entertaining. And that's my criterion for a great show at the theater.
Which is very good for a volunteer theater. You get more volunteers that way.
Well, if it's not
fun, the audience loves it too.
It's hard to get people to participate if it's not fun and engaging. And so that's one of my big criterion. And plus the fact the Valley is the Valley, and they enjoy such things like that. They're less concerned with that which is artistic versus that which is entertaining and fun.
Right.
And
yeah.
So this melodrama, if anything else, it's fun.
It's got to be fun. It's got to be entertaining too. So, musically speaking, is this like a light opera? I mean, what style is it in? Is it like, are they like pop songs? Are the themes coming back? Everybody has like a motif and like a little. Is it done in the old style? I'm thinking of like Nelson Eddy and Jeanette MacDonald, you know, like something like from that era.
It's not quite like a Pirates of Penzance or something like that. That's that big and musical, and it's not like an oratorio. It's got a mix. It's got a mix of a couple of jazzy tunes, a couple of melodic tunes, a couple of slow moving songs. So it's got something to appeal to everybody.
Like a musical,
right? And it's not. I mean, they're intentional in some respects to try to bring the flavor of it without the pure intention of the bump 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 and the marches and all that kind of stuff that you might typically see in a melodrama or anything like that. But it's been fun to get behind the music and get involved in it.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Gary Forrester and Larry Botchin, to talk about Valley Performing Arts production of The Drunkard, Barry Manilow's The Drunkard. We have to specify that because there's also other versions of The Drunkard around.
Yeah, there are many. I always thought of it like, I've never seen The Drunkard, but it reminds me of one of those cautionary tales that would be like a long poem, you know, that some kind of, like a drunkard might know, you know, and he would do it for like, you know, for drinks. You know, give him some whiskey and start him up, you know, and he'll just kind of blather on for hours.
Get him ginned up.
Going on and on. You know, like the Shel Silverstein, The Devil and Billy Barkham. Billy Markham, I should say. Yeah. So, you know, it's funny because this, when I think of melodrama, I always think of like the Fur Rendezvous season, you know, that kind of a thing. And what is a melodrama? Is that like where everything is exaggerated? It's like over the top. There's like white hat, black hat, and things are really writ large. Everything's in caps.
Way over the top. If I could describe a melodrama, it's way over the top. There's all kinds of asides. There's all kinds of very stereotypical things that you come associated with the good guy, the villain. Dum, 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 dum. That kind of music is going on. And, of course, there's audience participation, which is quintessential in a melodrama as well. There's the boos and the hisses and the hoorays for the good guys and the boos for the bad guys.
And how do you animate the audience? Are there like people with signs or
cute girls with cards?
Yeah, like a boxing
boo
match.
And hiss. That's right.
Right, almost like ring girls, but dressed a little bit more appropriately for theater.
Is it in period costume?
The dress, the costumes are we've tried very hard to get in period with the costumes, so to lend to the melodramatic atmosphere.
As actors, do you take your part seriously, or are you also making fun of the characters that you're acting?
Well, it's a
difference in my mind between melodrama and drama.
Well, we take it seriously to the point to where we internalize the lines, get everything done appropriately, but then it's the interaction between the actors that makes that much more fun. It's the interplay that you see between the characters, and what's been nice is to see as a lot of us have been together in other shows, and now we're doing caricatures rather than characters, and it's a totally different set of mannerisms and ways to act. So we go over the top. We have fun with each other, and we also have fun with the audience. I mean, we invite the audience. You know, at one particular point where I'm being enticed to drink, I plead to the audience, "Ought I? Dare I?"
And then to
invoke a response. And there's a lot of that throughout the play and asides and things like that. So it's a lot of fun. We're looking forward to be able to draw the people out of the audience, because so much in the past they haven't been able to respond.
Right, right. There's that wall up, and everybody, you know, there's the convention of being respectful and behaving and listening, and it's coming at you like a movie or television. But this is kind of, this harkens back to the days when people would throw stuff.
Right.
You know, as they should. Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, and who do you have playing music? Do you have a little pit band, or is it just a piano?
Just a piano. This piano's playing, and her name is Anna O'Loughlin, yes.
O'Loughlin. That's a nice name.
A very nice name. It sounds like somebody who'd play a piano in a melodrama, almost. And who else is in the show?
Well, we have a newcomer that's playing a bad guy. His name is Mike Wolfel. And we Jackie Johnson, who is the Alaska Teacher of the Year this year, is playing Agnes, who is William Doughton's, that's Larry's character, his half-witted sister. Tammy McCallion, who I've already mentioned, is playing Sweet Mary, is the person who is my wife in the play. And Patty Taylor plays her mother. You might remember Patty and Tammy also played together Nonsense a couple of years ago, so renewed that relationship there.
So now is she a sainted old mom who just sits there?
She's a sainted old mom, and she sees what's going on, and she's very worried about her daughter, and she's an old widow, and she's concerned that Mary's going to become a spinster. And then on the scene comes Edward Middleton to marry her daughter off to. So it's a fun play.
Wow. These are archetypes of the American theater, and actually of the human condition as well.
Very true. Very true. But unfortunately, we're running out of time. And so I'll just have to thank you for coming, Gary Forrester and Larry Botchin, and urge everybody in the Valley and maybe some people from Anchorage to come and see you act up this funny Barry Manilow version of The Drunkard. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, you can go to Datebook 49, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. Cyrano's performance of You Can't Take It With You continues its run through April the 3rd. This classic romantic comedy is right up to date with poking fun at taxes and politics. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday show at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Anchorage Community Theater presents Moonlight and Magnolias, which continues tonight and runs through April 14th. The play is about David Selznick with an insider's look at the making of Gone with the Wind. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 3. Call 868-4913 or email acthome, all one word, at gci.net to reserve your seats.
Starting March 29th, the Alaska Mental Health Trust will be offering free acting and improv classes to actors and would-be actors every Monday from 2:30 to 3:30. Call Joan Cullinane at 762-8652 for more information and to sign up. And also, Talent GPS is offering an acting academy, which takes both teenagers and adults in classes from April to August. For more information, go to info@talentgps.com.
Tomorrow night, Arctic Entries, a monthly late-night storytelling special, will be held at Cyrano's Theater starting at 9 p.m. following the performance. There will be music and storytelling. The theme will be Food Chronicles. Proceeds go to the Anchorage Homeless. For information, call Cyrano's at 274-2599 or just show up.
And finally, The Drunkard, with music by Barry Manilow, continues at the Valley Performing Arts Makatans Theater in Wasilla. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. This show runs through April 11th. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.